Charlie Brown in Houston. Charlie Brown.
Hang on just a minute. Go ahead, Orr.
Okay, we want you to enable all quads. That'll be 5-1s in your DAP.
Okay, we got 2.1 on plus X here. Radar discue, X is 2.1, Y is 0.1, and Z is minus 0.1. Over.
Okay, Tom, we copy and verify on that.
1.9 on EMS.
1.9, Roger.
And 1.9 on EMS.
Charlie Brown, this is Houston. We show you separating, and we'll keep you posted on the countdown on the ignition. In the meantime, I've got a map update to send to you and also some data for your photography when you're ready to copy.
Roger. Look, we're kind of bushed right now, and we don't need any more photography for today, Joe. Over.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to take us a couple hours to get out of the suits and to get all the spacecraft squared away and all the stowage squared away, and we've had a long day, so we want to, we got a lot of landmark tracking to do tomorrow, so we just like to call it quits, over.
Yeah, we're still set up to do the contingency EVA. We got the gadgets stowed and everything.
Roger, we concur on that. One item I want to send up to you, though, in case you start to charge batteries in the morning before we get in contact with you, we're going to start charging A instead of B, but we'll give you a call first thing and when you wake up.
I'll wait to talk to you in the morning before I do that, huh?
That'll be fine,
hey,
you know.
Joe, I wish they'd have woke. And any time tonight, if one of the other of those squads starts to heat up and we need to change the attitude, for crying out loud, call us and tell us.
Okay, we sure will, John.
Houston, this is Charlie Brown here. What's the analysis on that quad A? Are we near the fracture mechanics limits? It looks like it may be starting to cool off a little bit on the gauge and come down maybe to about 390 degrees. Could you give us a quick synopsis?
We sure will. Just a minute, Tom. I'll get it.
Okay.
Houston, this is Charlie Brown.
Go ahead, Charlie Brown.
I'm glad they don't put them days one on top of each other, I'll tell you that.
Well, you guys had a real one today, but you sure did good work.
That's not a bad day's work for 4 1/4, is it? Those machines have been doing the work. They really were slick.
Yeah, we also had a lot of good help from you down on the ground, and we sure appreciate it. I thought the total system and everything with the flight was for the test system turned out real well. We still had some rough spots and some comms and a few other things, but by and large, the whole system pulled it off, and it made us real happy. But needless to say, we're a little bit tired tonight. Over.
Well, we can sure understand that, Tom, and we concur in everything you say.
Tell I'll buy Super Fido and Super Guido a beer for that CSI bird.
Roger that.
This is Mission Control.
This thing is really a slicky boy. It knows right where it's going all the time. All the solutions were just, shoot, you could just flip the coin and pick any of them.
This is Apollo Control. We're assuming, based on Tom Stafford's remark, that the crew is quite tired, that we will not be getting the TV transmission that had been scheduled during the apps burn to depletion.
29 temperature, package temperature on the ground here, Tom. Did you say you were reading 390?
Not the package temperature, the helium tank temperature.
Okay, copy. Helium tank.